Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all good? Come on, you picked a great, great day to be in church this week. It's always a good day, but we have something special prepared for you today. I'm going to share about 15 minutes or so, 15, 17, somewhere in there. I'm going to teach from the Word, and then the worship team is going to come back, and they're going to lead us. And we have some people from our other locations. We are one church in four locations, and we have people here from our other locations. Can we just welcome them? We have 12 people. Can we welcome them today? Thank you so much for being here. And they have come prepared to pray for you today, because I believe God has something specific for you, and He's going to encourage you today. You see, I believe in my heart that we are in a season as a church where God is increasing. I have two simple words for you. The first one is spiritual velocity, ramping up. And the second one is tenacity, velocity and tenacity. I believe God is increasing the spiritual velocity and tenacity of our church. And so that means, I believe, that we're going into a season, I believe, and a season can be different things to God, but I believe we're going into a season where God is going to increase the spiritual transformation of lives. How many of you are all in for that? I am all in for that, 100%. So, hey, before I get rolling, I'm going to jump into 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But before I do, I just want to make sure that you're aware that tomorrow evening at 6:30, we're going to be gathering here, and we're going to have two special guests that will be ministering here, Charlie Sweet and his wife Sharon. They travel, actually, the whole globe ministering. And Justin Morrell is actually from Pittsburgh. He actually doesn't live far from here at all. He's a local pastor that ministers. They're going to be here actually doing what we call prophetic ministry. I'm going to define that in just a moment. But they're going to be right here in this building at 6:30 tomorrow night. I want to invite you to come. I want to invite you to come to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be comforted by God. I think that's a good deal. They're actually going to be at North Braddock tonight at 6:30 tonight for the North Braddock and Brighton Heights campuses. Then we're here tomorrow night with the White Oak and Murraysville campuses here. So I want to give you a personal invitation to come out for that. I believe you're going to be encouraged. Okay, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. The Apostle Paul is writing, and he just got done with chapter 13, which is the love chapter. We usually hear that at weddings, all about the love, you know, what love is, a good definition there. Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. So the Apostle Paul is writing, okay, he's saying, listen, let love be the motivation, let love be the inspiration, but listen, he's saying, like, I think everybody should desire to prophesy. So if the Apostle Paul is writing this, a pretty central figure in the New Testament, okay, pretty significant there in all the letters that are written that he wrote to different churches, okay, that's significant. And then in verse 3, it communicates, but one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. Now, how many of you have had too much encouragement, comfort, and edification and strengthening in your life? You just have too much. People need to stop it. Okay, for those listening at home, nobody raised their hand, okay? Okay, just for the record. But what he's communicating here, he's saying real simply that prophecy, okay, and I'm going to give a definition for that, strengthens. That means it's edifying. It builds up. It helps your life be a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, for God to do something. Encouragement is this, it's a personal coming alongside and giving a verdict that will stand up in court. That's encouragement. I'm going to come alongside and give you a verdict that stands up in court. Comfort means gentle or tender. It means to speak in gently and in closely in comfort. So prophecy is a word that is defined by these three ways. How do you know a prophecy? It edifies, it strengthens, it encourages, and it comforts. Okay? That's prophecy here. That's what it is. It's a divine, empowered forth-telling. not a fortune telling, not only a foretelling, but it's a speaking forth, it's a speaking prophetic, speaking forth the mind and message of God in that situation. So prophecy is simply that. It's speaking forth the mind and message of God, speaking forth into that situation that's divinely known. It's not known by the person giving. It's not like, oh, I see this, and now I know this, and they speak. No, it's divinely encountered from God. That's what that is. That's a speaking forth. So that's very, very significant, and it helps us understand. 1 Thessalonians 5, 20 and 21. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. So the apostle, in Thessalonica, they're writing, it's like, don't doubt, don't reduce to nothing prophecies. Now listen, I don't know your church background. I don't know where you grew up in church. But there's a lot of teaching out there. There's a lot of sayings out there, a lot of even churches that teach that there's no such thing as prophecy right now. I see nowhere biblically that what happened in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 has been done away with in the New Testament. I see that it has continued, and God has given us gifts as each one sees fit to encourage, comfort, and edify his people. I think that's very, very significant there. So what he's saying is don't reduce to nothing. Don't despise. Don't say, oh, that's just nothing. But we need to test, show something that is acceptable, and also hold fast, take possession of it. That is prophecy. It's a speaking forth. Okay, so that's the simplest definition I can give. I'm not speaking so much right now as a corporate speaking, which we as a church have principles that we adhere to in that when somebody has something they want to say that they believe is God, okay? But what we have also, I'm speaking to that personal prophecy. So let's go to the book of Acts, and I want to give you an example in the book of Acts of a personal prophecy, just to help us understand together what this is here. Now in Acts chapter 21, verse 10, several days later, a man named Agabus, who also had the gift of, arrived from Judea. He came over, took Paul's belt, and bound his feet and hands with it. Then he said, the Holy Spirit declares, so shall the owner of this belt be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and turned over to the Gentiles. Now this is just a snapshot here of a prophecy that happened in the book of Acts. So let's look at this prophecy and see what we can learn that we can apply in today's day and age, right here. So what can we learn? First of all, that the word seemed to resonate with the Apostle Paul. Actually, one chapter earlier, the Apostle Paul, what's written about him, is that chains await me in Jerusalem, but I still must go. So it seemed to confirm what he was already thinking. It seemed to confirm what he was already processing in his heart. It wasn't a whole new direction. It was simply confirming and affirming something that was already in there. Second is this, is that Agabus was a trustworthy man of God. Now, twice actually in the book of Acts here, he's mentioned as a trustworthy person who exercised his gift. I want to let you know that we have 12 people here from other locations, campuses, that are going to pray this morning. They're trustworthy people who have submitted themselves to training, who have submitted themselves to an ongoing significant training and have proven themselves as faithful. That's very significant. They've gone through a curriculum. They've gone through a significant time of growth. The men who come here tomorrow evening and who will be at North Braddock tonight, Charlie Sweet and Justin Morrell. They have a track record of being trustworthy. They have a track record of being faithful. They have a track record from many other churches of how they have functioned. What I'm trying to communicate with you is what's found a principle for corporate prophecy and how we handle it is everything is done decently and in order. We like decently and in order. I don't know about you, but when I go out to a restaurant, I like things done decently and in order. Come on, somebody. Okay, so it's just decently and in order so that there's a greater release and a greater blessing here. The word prepared him for what was going to happen, not to prevent something from happening. So this is significant here. The word prepared him because later on we see that actually as the chapters unfold, what was said came true. So it didn't necessarily say, oh, you need to stop what you're doing. Don't go to Jerusalem. It was preparing him for what would happen. Many times, personal prophecy can prepare us for our next step with God. Okay? That's significant. Then when Paul arrived in Jerusalem, he was still subject and committed to the elders. In 21:18, this is what he did. He went first and he went to the leaders there. He went to the elders there. This is very significant. You see this over and over in the way the Apostle Paul responded and did things. So those are a couple things that we learn about personal prophecy in the sense of it is. Is that helpful to you today? What I'm trying to do is give you some principles that are found in the Word of God so that we can be open and we can hear the mind and message of God spoken to us into this moment. How many of y'all would like the mind and message of God for you right about now? I could use all the help I can get. I don't know about you. Okay? And now I realize this may be new to some, okay? And so that's why we're learning together. We're being prepared together here. Now, how do you process a prophetic word? I'm going to give you four principles to help process. So when you hear something, how do you know what's of God, what's not? Okay? These principles we applied. We've taught these for decades now about principles to hear a prophetic word. Also, in that when people say, I believe God's, when the people pray for you today, they are going to say, because they've been trained, I'm looking at many of them right now, I know they do this, I believe God's saying. Because when you say, I believe God is saying, you're open to input. See, when people just say, this is what God said, there's that you played the God card. There's no adjusting. There's no process by which we come to a better conclusion here. Okay? So that's why at Bridge City Church, we're very careful. We don't use it to control. We use it to encourage, comfort, and you have to pray it through. So let me give you these four things. Number one, is it biblical? Can you find it in the Bible? Is it clearly revealing, inspiring, revealing the Word of God? Does it have biblical context to it? Number two here, does it confirm what you're already thinking, and does it affirm what you know about you? See, prophetic ministry should confirm something that kind of resonates in your heart and life, and it should affirm who you are in Christ. You know, this goes back to a simple principle that conviction draws us closer to God. Condemnation draws us farther away. God, the Holy Spirit, the counselor, the convictor, draws us closer to God, doesn't push us away. So if something is you're no good and you'll never amount to anything, and that's not God. A lot of people say, well, I'm not sure how to hear God. Are what you're hearing drawing you closer to him, or is it pushing you away? That's how. Is it resonating there? Number three, there's a God part and a your part. There's something that God will do, and there's something that you do. God does his part, you do your part. This is important. Okay, don't chase after the word. Chase after God. What I mean by that is, at the end of the day, I'm still going to pursue God because the words that are spoken to me are not equal to the Bible. Okay, I want to make that really clear. It's just what God wants us to know about his mind and his message in that moment so that we can discern how we can move forward and take our next step. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Let me tell you this. We see and we prophesy in part. 1 Corinthians 13:9. We know in part. We don't see everything. So we have to do what Mary did. Mary, the mother of Jesus. When she heard the angel said to her, you're going to deliver the Messiah, she pondered everything in her heart. She prayed. She pondered. She considered all things. Now, the one thing that we don't do is we don't just step out and do things on our own. Okay? There's a timing thing here. Okay? One of the things you're not going to hear prophesied here at Bridge City Church is that you're going to be married by, like, in 4 months from now. Okay, we're not going to do that. I've seen more people get shipwrecked with that word than any other. The other one is, you're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to have, you know, 3 condos on the beach. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you, if God gives you that, I know who's going to use one. Okay, that's good. I'll give you that one. We don't prophesy about you're going to get a bunch of money. We don't prophesy about condos. We don't say that you're going to be married by such and such a time. We're very careful about that. We don't use dates and times. Why? Because I see people's lives get shipwrecked with that stuff. You have to pray it. You have to process it. There's a God part and a your part. You have to know the two. Last but not least in this is that what do those in authority say? Pastor Joe Warner, who ministers here a lot at our church, he uses this statement. I'm using a quote from him. It's not a prophetic word until your pastor says it's a prophetic word. Now, some may say, well, that's controlling. No, that helps us not run ahead of God and chase after a word and not God. See, what I'm saying is we see in part, we understand in part, and we have to understand accordingly. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to tell you today. There's a process by which we submit, and because I don't know everything, I need input in my life. How many of you are so blessed when you get good input, good counsel in your life? Come on, good counsel, it can prevent a lot of things from happening. Good counsel can do that. That's a heart of submission. So those 4 things. I'm going to do something. Can I have your microphone there? Tom, can you come up here real quick? Tom's from White Oak. But I guess it was a year ago, my wife and I ministered to he and his wife. And actually, I knew who Tom was, but that's all I knew. Didn't know his wife. I didn't know. They came up to Natalie and I, and we prayed. And so I'm just going to do a quick interview with Tom. Everybody say hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Okay, here we go. Okay, good deal. Now, I'm trusting you. You're holding that, okay? Don't make me wrestle that from you, okay? Very good. Very good. So what happened last year? Natalie, you and your wife walked up, and we prayed for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys prayed for us, and we were going through some training, and what was told to us amplified what we were doing and helped lay a path to some great things that have happened in the last year.
And it was, you said, you reminded me of it today, that you were like in 2 paths and they were coming into one. I can't remember what that was. Just briefly say that.
You know? Yeah, it was 2 paths coming into one, and it was getting closer than it was opening to a meadow of light and sunshine.
Okay, and what happened since that prayer time, which was actually a week, it was a year ago this week.
Yeah. My wife became adamant about joining groups, and she got baptized 2 weeks ago, praise God.
Amen. And you went to a group together after she did, and what happened in your marriage since then?
Oh, we were married for 31 years before we started it, and we thought we had a pretty good grip on it. And after going through all this, we were solidified into one. We're having an awesome time for our 32nd year.
Come on, man. Thanks, Tom. Thanks. Thank you so much. Come on, give God a big hand here. Thank you so much. Worship team, come on up here. Worship team, come up. And what I was trying to model for you there is, actually, Tom was telling me that story in between our worship times. And I thought, oh, my goodness, that illustration is worth, I cut my teaching short so he could share. Don't say amen too loud. Okay, don't do that, okay? But so this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to, we have teams of people that are prepared. Now, these teams of people are not prophets. They prophesy. Charlie Sweet is a prophet. He's coming here. These people that are coming up, they're going to be prepared to pray. They have been trained by a prophet. A prophet equips and trains people. And equips people. That's Ephesians 4. Okay? So they're going to prophesy. You don't have to come up. All you have to, when you go up to a team, because we love team ministry. We love things in teams. Teams, teams, teams. Everybody's a team. That way it's protection. You're just going to say, hi, my name, if I walked up, I'd say, hi, my name is Rick. I'm not going to walk up and say a long story. It all started, 58 years ago in Level Ground. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to walk up and say, hi, my name is Rick. I'm going to posture myself to listen to what God says. Then we're going to apply those four principles. Okay? So if you're part of the prophetic teams, if you could move to your places right now, we're going to have two up front. And do we still have four in the back? Three. Okay, good deal. Thank you. So we have two up front and three in the back. And there's ushers that are poised on the side wall. So in just a moment, you're going to have the opportunity to make your way up, and the ushers are just here to kind of keep the flow of traffic, to make sure if you're, a guy coming up for prayer, you're not going to go to the only two ladies alone. But if you're going to come up as a couple, you can go to any team at all. Now, some of you, this may be very new. I've never experienced this before. I want to encourage you to act in the step of faith according to the principles that I just gave you. And just say, I'm just here to hear the mind and message of God, and then I'm going to apply the principles that I learned. Okay? So in just a moment, as we all stand up, if you could stand up to your feet, the worship team is going to lead us in worship. Now, what I do want to say is, in the auditorium and even in the back hallway, we're going to honor people getting prayer because we value people. We value people. I want you to honor them just as much as if you were getting prayer. I tell other people that. Is that good? And so we're going to worship Jesus. If you want to open your Bible and just sit while we worship, you can read your Bible. Nothing greater in the world than that. Come on. But you're going to move to the sides. You can move up, and the ushers will direct you to somebody here. And then they're going to say. Now, if you have a voice memo on your phone, you can bring your phone. You can record it. And that way you can refer back to what was said. Again, not because it's the word of God, but because it's encouraging, comfort, and if God speaks, you're going to need it. Okay? So this is open to everybody. This isn't just members of the church. Everybody that's here, we want to bless you. We've been prepared for you. Then, in a little bit, after worship goes on for a while, I'm going to come back and I'll officially close us so we can have decently and in order, and people are valued. Is that good? So I'm going to pray a blessing on all the teams. Worship's going to do an awesome job as they always do. And then we're going to minister to people today. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, right now for clear words, Lord God. I pray for clarity, Lord God. Remove all natural inclinations. Remove all everything from just the flesh, everything that just comes naturally. Let them speak in this moment, Lord God, for next steps, for encouragement, comfort, and strengthening, Lord God, and edification, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So go ahead. You can begin to move to the side walls, and the ushers will direct you. So go ahead and you just keep